Hey, 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 this is your favorite friend, Krista with a C. Let's get that right. And I'm coming to you for the third episode of this podcast, Entrepreneur.me. And so I'm on my second month of this full-time entrepreneurship. And let me tell y'all, it is a very interesting journey, y'all. And so today I want to actually talk about collaboration and intimidation, as well as competition. I think it's going to be a great episode, so make sure y'all stay tuned in, because I'm going to give y'all all the business tidbits. I'm going to give y'all all the tea. I'm coming straight from Atlanta, and I want to give it to y'all how it's been given to me. Y'all ready? So the first topic I want to talk about is actually collaboration. And then I'm going to come back and talk about that again after my other points. So let's start off like this. When it comes to collaboration, what does that mean? For me, that means that I'm working strategically with other business owners to actually heighten and increase my profitability in my business by working with them, and actually whether that means referrals, whether that means working in a partnership and we work with the same clients, or that can also mean that actually we're working on a project, a scope of work together. Okay, so when I mean collaboration, I means that we actually came to an agreement of how we could both benefit from working together. That's really the logistics of it. And so for I'm going to give you a prime example of personally. This is a personal example, okay? Y'all, I'm finna get real with y'all. Make sure that when you collaborate with someone, that it's not something like a bartering system. That is a whole different talk and discussion. But when you're collaborating, both of you all should be benefiting from one another. It's not like give, 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 take, take, take. You both are benefiting. And the way that you can do so, one topic, let's say this is A, is actually having referrals. So for an example, I have a friend who is an accountant. She does all business accounting. She does actually, when it comes to tax returns, she does the full thread. But she also have clients that are entrepreneurs just like myself, but they don't have any order and structure in their business. Well, she refer those same clients to me. And while working with me, my agreement is that every client that she gives me, I give her back $100. Once they're paid in full, and they should be paid in full within a 30-day scope of the project. So that is one way that we are collaborating and work together, because we have a referral strategy. And the same thing applies with her. When I bring new clients to her business to sign up for her accounting systems or to sign up for the tax returns to be done by her, then she gives me $100 as well. And we have a max threshold of $1,000 capability within a 6-month time frame. So that's $2,000 that we both could actually maximize on just by collaborating. Does that make sense? Because it makes sense to me. I just want to make sure that it makes sense to you guys. So another way that you can actually collaborate with other business owners or people is actually working on a project together or having a business partnership together. What does that look like? Okay. So what does that look like? Let's say that you want to create an application, but you're not anyone that's in the IT field. But you can actually partner with those that do create applications and software, as well as phone apps, and get someone to create and build that with you, where you're both going into a partnership or collaborations together to profit on one project or many projects at hand. And so developing the understanding of how you're going to split this, whose responsibility is this, who's going to take on this task, how the marketing is going to be done, all those play a part. However, the collaboration is between you two individuals or you two businesses or however many people you decide to go in a partnership with to collaborate, and you also increase your visibility by having more people involved in your project. Okay, this is business 101. Collaboration heightens your visibility and your outreach of who all sees and actually has the capability to sign up for the program, because you got multiple people marketing and advertising that offer, that project, that business. Does that make sense?
Now we're on to the second topic, intimidation. Are y'all ready for this realness? So intimidation and competition are two different factors. Now I'm going to discuss intimidation at this time. This is what intimidation looks like, and I've had an example, and so I can only tell you from what I know and what I've experienced at best, okay? Because that's what make it real for y'all. Whenever I usually post on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever have you, I always get, you know, applause or, you know, someone agreeing or someone's ready to sign up. Well, a few months ago, before I went into this full entrepreneurship, I had someone to question, like every time I went live, they was opposed to something I said. When I made a statement on Facebook, they was opposed to that, what my statement was. And they would say, that's bad advice. And I had to tell them, like, what is actually your problem? You're a guy. I'm a woman. It feels like you keep coming after me, attacking me personally. And I don't understand why. We're both entrepreneurs in this journey. You know, we should be building each other up and not bullying each other. So sometimes intimidation looks like bullying or people trying to attack your character and say that, you know, and that actually goes against like your integrity. But that is just a complex that they have in themselves. And that's what I came to terms with. Once I addressed it and told them that I didn't like it, I let them linger around and be on my Facebook. But I also had to say, why am I doing this? Why am I letting that negative connotation, that negative feeling, that heaviness weigh on me whenever I get on social media? Like, it's putting a fear on me of going live because now I've got someone questioning me. And then I'm doubting myself with this imposter syndrome, thinking I'm not as knowledgeable. Baby, I got a whole education, yes, over here. I done went to high school. I done got my associates. I done got my bachelor's. I done got my master's. I done got my certifications. There's nothing no one can tell me when it comes to what I've learned, what I've experienced, and the things I can be accountable of saying on firsthand through my learning experience, my coaching experience, those that actually coach and mentor me, things that I've learned along the way. So can't no one count myself out but myself. Understand that. And you have to have that same attitude, that same demeanor, that same confidence, because people will attack you. And that is just that. That's just nature of haters. People will come after you. They'll say the slickest things, and you cannot let someone actually intimidate you or make you feel like you're less than what you're deserving of or the knowledge that you have out there to give, because that shows a lack of their confidence and capabilities. Do you understand me? So what I ended up doing was actually deleting that person. I didn't block them. I actually deleted them because I didn't need to actually put that doubt in myself by listing someone else's lack of confidence deter onto me. That's not what we're going to do in this 2020 or forevermore. We're out here to get it, and we're all trying to get it the best way possible. And the entrepreneurship game is actually, sometimes it's a battle. Sometimes it can be a beast. But the best thing I've learned is to actually collaborate and network with others, because collaboration goes a long way. There's nothing wrong with healthy competition or competition between your friends when you're actually making a healthy wager to see, okay, who makes $300 first today? Who makes $1,000 over the weekend? You know, and taking you each other out to lunch and say, okay, I bet you that you can't make $1,000 this weekend before I do. Loser pays for lunch. Something like that. That's a healthy competitive wager. That's not intimidation. And that's actually collaborating to push each other beyond your comfort zone, up actually beyond what you're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that actually also helps you to stay accountable. But what is wrong is when someone tries to personally come after you and your character and your business to intimidate you, to downplay your skills and mindset. You don't let anyone else control that. You got control of yourself. Be mindful of that. And everything you do, do your best. And anything that comes at you negative, actually attack it from the forefront. You don't have to be negative back. You can just ask, what is your agenda? What's going on? And then if they don't come with anything positive from that, leave the ass is what he had, okay? So now that I made it clear what collaboration looks like, what intimidation looks like, this third thing that I want to talk about is competition. Are y'all ready for this shit right here? All right, it's time to cut out for a commercial break to make sure our sponsors come in and pay for the services that you all get to listen to. So good old competition. What does that look like, y'all? You got to stop competing with each other, like this internal competing. Now, I just talked about how competition amongst friends are good because that holds you accountable. That pushes you beyond your comfort zone. That lets you know to get on in that nitty gritty, right? But competition amongst one another, like internally and on social media, and stealing people ideas and businesses, as well as just, it's ugly. It gets real ugly out here. And there is no need. When I tell you no need to compete, there is room at the table for all of us. There are actually businesses out there to get and clients to get for all of us. No one person is better than the other. The only difference between me and someone else may be the experience and the knowledge in the field. That does not mean compete. That means each one teach one. So when you come into business and you operate out of kindness and love and wanting to do better and help each other, that hits a whole lot differently as opposed to compete, 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 or what can I do better than this person, or how can I get like this person? Let me steal their copy. Let me try to come for their clients. Let me advertise on their page on social media without their permission. That competition spirit is something ugly. It's a sense of actually jealousy. So be mindful of how you handling yourself. If you see yourself trying to compete and compare yourself to others, you really need a self-check. And I'm going to tell you and be honest with you guys. Sometimes it's innate to see how successful other people are or how other people are doing and to make a comparison in yourself and your business. But you have to be mindful of this. You don't know the steps they've taken. You don't know how long they've been in business. You don't know the sacrifice they've endured. You don't know what they have given up. You don't know what they have taken. You don't know what they have reserved, and you don't know what they're going through. All you see is this surface on social media. So don't be blindsided, because sometimes that shit can be fake and sometimes it can be authentic, but each person's journey is theirs to take for themselves. And so my journey is not going to look like the next person. My accomplishments may not look like the next person. I could be less qualified and doing better than someone. So it's truly innate to want to compare yourself to others, because that's what we do as humans. But when that spirit comes upon you, you have to give yourself a self-check and self-reflection. And so this is what some tips that I do to get myself together. Be like, listen, Crystal, stop. Chill out and know that you're doing your damnest. So I'm going to give y'all a few little tips of how you can self-check your damn self. I keep a journal inside of my planner. And in my journal, when I feel like that I have this spirit of Ashley comparison, I list out all the things I've accomplished. Did y'all hear me? I list out all the things I've accomplished in my lifetime. And then I give God thanks. I tell God, God, I thank you for letting me move away from a small town with no opportunities into a bigger city where there's a plethora of opportunities. God, I thank you for releasing me to want to do better, for actually going to college beyond my parents, who was 15 and 16 year old GED recipients. I have outdone them, and they prepared me for this to actually outdo them. They wanted better for me. So God, I thank you for them wanting better for me and providing for me, for I can do better in life and I can have a fair run in this race. God, I thank you for this high school degree, for this associates, for this bachelor's, for this master's. But let me tell you, God, I know those things, those accolades do not make me into the person that I am. It's my integrity. It's my character. It's actually my ability to talk and be relatable with others people. God, I thank you for that. And so I just go down that list of everything that I've accomplished and I give God the praise. Why? Well, that's quite easy. I do it to remind myself, girl, you a damn good, great person. Girl, you accomplished a lot. Girl, you came far. And God loves someone who blesses his name. So to acknowledge him and give him thanks lets him say, oh, baby, oh, I'm so glad you appreciate me. I've been waiting on you to just come to me with the realness. I've been waiting on you to acknowledge me. I've been waiting on you to actually let me actually put more confidence in you before you can stop comparing yourself to others. Baby, I made you in the image of me. So I made all my people that way. So you all are greatness. You all are gods. You all are capable to be your best self person. But just realize the gift that I blessed you with. Tell me that don't feel good. Tell me that that won't bring you back to reality. Because it works like a charm for me. It brings another tactic I use, actually making sure that I'm not sitting in isolation where I'm actually having all these ideas and thoughts in my head, because sometimes isolation is the problem. So I get out and I go amongst people. I'm making sure that I'm helping someone, that I'm teaching and educating someone, and then I'm giving back, because that makes me get back to ground zero, and that humility hits a lot harder than that thought of, you know, doubt and comparison in yourself. And so you got to make sure, as an entrepreneur, it is so easy to actually be by yourself and get in that routine of just self, 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 push, push, push. And we isolate ourselves sometimes because we're in a thinking process. We're in our creative mojo. We're in a state of, let me be alone for I can actually produce more. But in all actionality, you have to make sure yourself is getting out. You have to make sure that you're getting out and intermingling and communicating and actually engaging into healthy relationships with others, because that mental being, that emotional being needs to be nurtured just as well. And so I get out amongst the crowd. I get out to talk to people. I call and talk to my friends just to get that connection back, to make sure that comparison ordeal is away. You know, and sometimes if you need to, this is another tip for you guys. Sometimes if you're a minority, you're a Black person listening to this, it is like shooed away, swept under the carpet when we was growing up for a Black person to go get medical attention and mental health. Going to get actually have a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist was deemed a taboo. And so we did not back then actually appreciate the realm of what having like mental stability and going to seek mental help meant for us. And so take advantage of that as well, because sometimes you do need parameters outside of, actually not parameters, but sometimes you actually need someone outside of yourself to help you. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's only a foolish person who think they can handle every single thing by themselves. That's not possible. If that was the case, you wouldn't need God. And if you don't need God and you don't need anybody, then, I mean, what kind of lonely life is that? So you have to also reflect and be mindful of that. Sometimes the treatment comes beyond who you are and what you can tell yourself. Sometimes you need an outside source. And there are licensed, trained individuals that can help you to get that back in your confidence and to actually sit up taller, to think higher of yourself and get out of that spirit of jealousy or comparison. So if you need an outside source, nothing wrong with that. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. So you got to take care of you first. And that means emotionally, mentally, physically, all that. You have to feed your spirit just like you feed your belly. Same difference, you guys. So hopefully you got a lot out of this segment when we talked about collaboration, where we talked about intimidation, as well as competition and this jealous spirit. I just want each and every one of you to actually live your best life, to be your best self, and know that we are all humans and we go through these feelings of emotions. We go through these spirits of comparison. It's nothing not natural to do so. The only thing you need to make sure you do is not stay in that spirit and get in line with yourself. So I just wanted to connect with you guys on a personal level, talk about my journey and things that I've been through. This is what I'm facing and what I've done in the second month of my full-time entrepreneurship. And, you know, you got to push forward. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I want you all to work on as well. It's just pushing forward beyond, you know, what you're comfortable with doing. You know, we only do get complacent in what we're comfortable. Once we get out that comfort zone, it gets uncomfortable. And, you know, once it get uncomfortable, sometimes people stop. But you got to keep moving. You got to keep looking forward. You got to look at the finish line. And then every time you make a goal and you complete it, make another goal. That's what living is about, actually trying to push yourself to be your best self. You understand me? Well, I'm going to let y'all have it and enjoy the rest of y'all day. I appreciate you guys for listening to me. Listen out for episode 4. I'm going to have an Ashley guest on there. So it's going to be real juicy, y'all. It's going to be interesting. But in all you things you do, make sure you remember to put God first. Treat others well. Be kind to one another. You never know who needs it the most. All right. I love you guys. I'm going to talk to y'all later.